Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
The Weather Service is warning of dangerous travel conditions in the upper Midwest because of that heavy blowing snow. And parts of the Northeast will get snow and a wintry mix today into tomorrow. The storms that hit California over the past few weeks killed at least 20 people. Today, President Biden will see the storm damage for himself.
Biden, accompanied by FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, Governor Gavin Newsom, and other officials, is set to survey storm-ravaged areas via helicopter on a trip between Santa Clara and Santa Cruz counties. He'll meet with residents in Capitola, a town next to Santa Cruz that's been hit by mudslides, river flooding, and high surf.
Our heart is with all the families in the communities that are hurting.
In the early evening, he'll deliver remarks from a seaside state park in Aptos. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will reaffirm his commitment to supporting the people of California.
Storms have caused severe floods and landslides.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Florida Congressman Greg Stubbe has been injured in an accident at his home, his office asking for prayers for him, but isn't providing any details, like exactly what happened or how serious the injuries are. A fellow Republican who heads the Florida GOP, Christian Ziegler, says he hears that though the congressman is in the hospital, he is doing well. You're likely hearing a lot of talk about the debt limit, the AP's Donna Warder.
There are frictions between President Joe Biden and House Republicans as the U.S. government moves closer to a default if there's no agreement on raising the government's spending limit. The Treasury Department projects that the federal government will today reach its legal borrowing capacity at $38.381 trillion. Right now, the government can temporarily rely on accounting tweaks to stay open. That means any threats to the economy are several months away. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is AP News. It's a first in more than 1,000 years.
A study published in the journal Nature shows Greenland is the warmest it's been in more than 1,000 years. The conclusion comes from ice core data. Drilled into glaciers and ice sheets, they take years to analyze. The latest data from cores drilled in 2011 shows a sharp spike in Greenland's temperatures since 1995, 2.7 degrees hotter than its 20th century average. Scientists say Greenland's warming may have been masked by local weather variability, but it's now become too big to be hidden. The study's lead author calls the jump the clear signature of global warming. And the new data is bad news because Greenland's ice sheet is melting. In 2012, the year after the core was taken, saw a record melt, and the island's ice loss has been on high ever since. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Josh Roundtree. We start in the NBA, where the Heat won in blowout fashion over New Orleans. More from correspondent Tom Merriam.
The Miami Heat got off to a hot start and easily defeated the New Orleans Pelicans 124-98. Miami never trailed, jumping out to a 70-51 halftime lead. Jimmy Butler scored 18 points, adding 7 assists to key the Heat to their fourth win in their last 5 games.
As long as everybody's comfortable, everybody's, you know, accepting their role and playing it to the T, which we are. We're a really good basketball team.
Bam Adebayo was the high scorer with 26 points as 7 Heat players reached double figures against the Pelicans team that played without stars Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram. I'm Tom Merriam.
Steven Adams had a late tip-in to give Memphis a 115-114 victory over Cleveland. The Grizzlies and coach Taylor Jenkins have won a franchise record tying 11 straight games.
It's great for us. We'll watch the film tomorrow, talk about the winning plays that we made, and a lot of that's just the poise and being able to not having had a game like this. The execution that we had defensively and offensively is very impressive. We've got to build on it because, you know, this is not the last time we're going to see a game like this.
In Denver, Nikola Jokic became the Nuggets all-time leader in assists with his 14th triple-double of the season. He had 31 points, 11 rebounds, and 13 assists in a 122-118 win over Minnesota. In college hoops, Seton Hall got a last-second layup from Casey Andifo, knocking off 15th-ranked UConn 67-66. Andifo scored 14 points in the win.
This was a big game. You know, we tip our hats off to UConn. You know, they're a great team with great players. And, you know, I feel like our team came in and we were locked in on defense and offense. And, you know, we just clicked today and I'm happy we got the win.
DePaul upset 8th-ranked ranked Xavier 73-72, and West Virginia dropped 14th ranked TCU 74-65. And on the ice, the Bruins skated to a 4-1 win in New York over the Islanders. In Vancouver, the Lightning's Steven Stamkos had a hat trick, going over the 500 career goal mark. I'm Josh Rountree, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine's interior minister was among those killed in a helicopter crash today near Kyiv. President Volodymyr Zelensky told the World Economic Forum in Davos shortly thereafter not to stop helping Ukraine.
The world was hesitant in 2014 when Russia, without hesitation, occupied the Crimea. The world was hesitant in 2022 when Russia, without hesitation, made the war full scale. The world must not hesitate today and ever.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Ukraine's Western backers will discuss ways to supply heavier and more advanced weapons to help its fight against Russia. Prosecutors say the husband of a Massachusetts woman missing since New Year's Day went online to look up ways to dismember and dispose a body.
Brian Walsh, facing murder charges, was in court today for an arraignment. Assistant DA Lynn Beelan says he Googled things like dismemberment, hacksaw.
Rather than divorce, it is believed that Brian Walsh dismembered Anna Walsh and discarded her body.
She says they found evidence in his basement.
Blood in the basement, a knife with the presence of blood.
And his mom's dumpster.
A hacksaw, a hatchet, and some cutting sheets.
Anna Walsh's clothes and other items were found at a trash processing facility. Walsh was seen on surveillance video buying hundreds of dollars worth of cleaning supplies after his wife was last seen. Walsh is pleading not guilty and being held without bail. I'm Julie Walker.
Police say they killed a man who shot and injured a Georgia state trooper as law enforcement officers tried to clear protesters from the site of a planned public safety training center outside Atlanta. Elon Musk was depicted as either a liar who callously jeopardized the savings of regular people or a well-intentioned visionary, as attorneys delivered opening statements in San Francisco at a trial focused on a Tesla buyout that never happened. This is AP News. Job cuts are spreading in the tech sector. The AP's Rita Foley reports the latest to cut staff is Microsoft.
Microsoft says it just notified employees of the layoffs, some of which are beginning right now. Microsoft is cutting 10,000 workers. That's almost 5% of its workforce, saying the economy is changing and so are customers' priorities. The company is also consolidating its leased office locations.
Microsoft is cutting far fewer jobs than it has added during the coronavirus pandemic. Its workforce expanded by about 36% in the two fiscal years following the emergence of the pandemic. SpaceX launched its Falcon 9 rocket today from Cape Canaveral in Florida.
3, 2, 1. Engine full power. And liftoff.
SpaceX rocket is carrying and deploying the GPS-36 satellite. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Americans cut back on spending in December, the second consecutive month they've done so, underscoring how inflation and the rising cost of using credit cards slowed consumer activity over the crucial holiday shopping season. Retail sales fell 1.1% in December, following a revised 1% drop in November, according to the Commerce Department. In October, retail sales ticked up 1.3%, helped by early holiday shopping. Spending had remained resilient despite a spike in inflation that began almost 19 months ago, but the capacity of Americans to continue that spending has ebbed, and cracks are forming. Julie Walker, New York.
A Federal Reserve official is validating the Fed's forecast that inflation will steadily decline this year. The signs are that inflation is easing. Consumer prices keep dropping after reaching a four-decade high in June.
I think we're starting to see our policy actions do what they're intended.
But the central bank's moves so far have nearly doubled mortgage rates and sharply lifted the cost of auto loans and other business and consumer credit. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester emphasizes more rate hikes are needed.
So I just think we need to keep going, and we'll discuss at the meeting how much to do at any one particular meeting. But my projections and my view of the economy is that we need to do more. We need to get above 5%. And then hold it there for some time.
Rates are currently in a range of 4.25 to 4.5%, the highest in 15 years. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The car shopping guide Edmunds is out with its annual list of the 2023 best vehicles of the year. Edmunds came up with six winners for best car, SUV, truck, and the electric versions of each. Some vehicles are repeat winners, others new champions. Top-rated car, Honda Civic. Why? Optional turbocharged engine. Top-rated electric car, Chevy Volt, because of price. Top-rated truck, Ford F-150. Edmunds calls it the Swiss Army knife of trucks, and it also got the electric truck award. Top-rated SUV, Kia Sportage Hybrid. Price and power and fuel economy. Top-rated electric SUV, Hyundai Ioniq 5. Edmunds says it has the X factor. I'm Julie Walker.
Snoop Dogg, Gloria Estefan, and Jeff Lynne are among the inductees for this year's Songwriters Hall of Fame. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Snoop Dogg's wordplay and Gloria Estefan's Latin rhythms have gotten the attention of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. They will be honored at a gala in New York on June 15th. Other inductees include Jeff Lynne of Electric Light Orchestra and smooth operator, writer, Sade. Liz Rose, who co-wrote songs like You Belong With Me with Taylor Swift, also goes into the Hall of Fame. Glenn Ballard, famous for helping Alanis Morissette with her Jagged Little Pill album, will be inducted. So will Teddy Riley, who is credited with creating the New Jack Swing movement.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.